Back in this country, Easter sermons are often a pastor's best chance to impress potential new members of his or her church, people who show up on Easter but don't attend services regularly. In the past, preachers went to the bookshelves to help shape their messages, many still do, but an increasing number have found inspiration from the internet in the form of religious podcasting, or they call it Godcasting. They download theological lectures, sermons from other churches, as well as short films and music. Nick Fittato is one of these savvy clergymen. He's senior pastor at the Boston Worship Center.
You know, when I walk down downtown Boston, 2 out of 5 people have white things coming out of their head, and headphones from iPods. And I thought, there's got to be a way to do that, to get some information there. The church traditionally has been, you know, plays catch up with technology, and I just felt like, you know, we're going to jump up and try to grab it. It's a whole different way to come into community.
So is it a case where you keep your iPod on shuffle and you hear a piece of music and somehow a lyric or something, I guess a thought that music inspired will find its way into your sermon?
Yeah, exactly. I was listening to Sweet. I was probably at the gym because that's about the only time I have time to listen to my iPod. And I heard this song. It's called Dare You to Move. And as soon as I heard that song, I thought, man, that's a message. Welcome to the farm. Welcome to resistance. Switchfoot, I think they're a pretty hard-driving rock and roll band. That particular song, Dare You to Move, there's a part of it that just says, you know, you got to live for something more than this. And I think all of us kind of think about that a lot. And so I started listening to the song, and I was walking home, I jotted down a couple ideas, and it resulted in, a 3-part series called I Dare You to Move. And I would play the song each service, and then I would talk about, you know, how it led me to pieces of Scripture.
So how does your audience respond to that guitar-driven rock and roll on a Sunday morning?
Typically, if you throw a piece of video or a song, all of a sudden everybody sits up because, we're a visual and kind of a different stimulated world right now than just lecture. You know, coming up with this thing every week, it's a workout.
Hard to hit a home run every Sunday morning.
That's right.
Well, and I, there are a lot of people who are going to be showing up on Sunday, and they're going to expect you to swing for the fences on Sunday. Is a lot of pressure on your shoulders right now?
You know, I approach Easter a little bit different. What I've tried to do is try to do pretty much the same sort of thing that I do each week so that I can stand there and say, if you do come back, this will be what you'll see next week.
Yeah, so what have you found on the end of the keyboard this week?
You know, again, I did a couple things. I found online this great video, this real kind of high-energy, edgy video on the Apostles' Creed. So we're going to open our service with this video, which are just different faces from all over the world reading the Apostles' Creed. And then the other thing I found was I'm going to use a clip from, you know, now that The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, The Chronicles of Narnia is out on DVD, there's a point in there where, you know, the lion resurrects, and he says, death works backwards. So I'm going to use that little clip from that movie. And then I also found a man on the street interview that just says, what is Easter? It will open that, you know, for the discussion and time of the sermon. So there's a number of different things that I located online that I think will be kind of give some color to the service.
Do you have any concern, though, that this is sort of taking the service and the sermon away from something that was really unique to the experience of being in a sanctuary, a man speaking to an audience, that this is becoming not much different than what you would see if you were watching television or if you were going to a Broadway show?
That's a great question. I personally went through kind of a journey on this. I'm in a downtown Boston. I have a very young congregation, and there was all this, you know, stuff that was kind of coming about that I thought I could use. And to be frankly, I really felt, you know, God was challenging me to just be able to use the spoken word, because ultimately that's the most important thing. And so I still believe that's the centerpiece on a Sunday morning. In fact, I think all the technology, whether it's a podcast or iTunes or, you know, we do a blog and those kind of things, if you're still not delivering a good, solid message on Sunday morning, those things are all secondary.
Nick Fattato is the senior pastor at the Boston Worship Center. Pastor Fattato, thanks for speaking to us, and happy Easter to you.
And same to you.